So you want to go to college and major in chemistry? Didn't think so. The number of students in the major has never been big at small liberal arts schools. Some schools, like Davidson College, are making it easier to complete a chemistry major to attract more students. WFAE's Lucy Perkins reports.
Davidson College professor Erlen Stevens is teaching organic chemistry to a group of about 15 students.
So you're basically turning bacteria and fungi into chemical factories to make new cool molecules that can hopefully cure diseases.
To an outsider, this class probably doesn't look any different than it did a year ago. Tired students following along as best they can at 8:30 in the morning. But it used to have a different name. In fact, all of Davidson's chemistry classes have changed names as a part of a big retooling process of the chemistry department. The changes are designed to make it easier to earn a chemistry degree by making classes more flexible.
And we can potentially start doing chemistry.
Until this year, all chemistry majors had to take 11 chemistry courses in a specific order. Professor Stevens says it was a pain for students and faculty.
It's restrictive, and it feels kind of artificially. It's something we felt like we should be able to control, but we couldn't. It was also inflexible for the faculty members. Because we required all these different courses, that means every course had to be offered every single year.
Stevens and his colleagues wanted students to be able to declare a chemistry major after their freshman year, without stressing about completing everything not only on time, but in the correct order to graduate in 4 years. Chemistry majors now take 5 introductory courses, in any order, before moving on to 5 in-depth courses, with more options available. For example, students can take more specialized courses in biochemistry instead of being worried about completing a second semester of physical chemistry. Chemistry major Jessie Walter says the new flexibility allowed her to study overseas, which is a big deal at Davidson. About 80% of students travel abroad. She says the department changes have already created some excitement.
I know some freshmen that are already thinking about declaring, which like never happened before. The sophomore class is like at 17 or something right now, which is really big for us. It's a very small department.
This new flexibility is a big trend among chemistry departments across the country, says Mary Kirchhoff of the American Chemical Society. That's the accrediting agency for college chemistry programs. She says 85% of the 682 accredited programs have revamped their curriculum since 2008, when the Chemical Society loosened its guidelines. Kirchhoff says it was a response to schools wanting more control over their curriculum.
You know, if it's more flexible, students might find it a little bit more appealing because, I mean, let's be honest, if students look at, oh, I've got to take all these courses, they're like, oh, okay, what else can I do? So I think the flexibility could have the added benefit of attracting more students, but that was really not the impetus behind it.
Chemistry grads represent just over 1% of undergraduate degrees, according to data from the UCLA's Higher Education Research Institute. The Institute says less than 25% of students who enter college intending to major in chemistry actually end up with a chemistry degree.
At
Davidson, Stevens says there were some concerns that changes would weaken the chemistry department.
So the new curriculum is perceived by some people as a watering down of the curriculum. And I think to respond to that sort of concern, I think one has to be honest about the old curriculum. It did a great job in certain areas, but it did have limitations. It wasn't perfect.
Most students are happy with the changes, says Jessie Walter. Graduating seniors are the exception. Their degrees were earned under the old requirements. Walter says there's been a lot of friendly trash talking.
Like, you're so soft. Like, it's not a real major anymore. Like, but that it's just they're bitter because they're doing their thesis right now, just like it's a very heightened environment. But other than that, like, just joking.
It's inevitable the new curriculum will be tweaked, says Professor Stevens. But now, he says Davidson at least has the ability to help its chemistry program evolve with the times. For WFAE News, I'm Lucy Perkins in Davidson.